You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, yet another storyline I wish we could get into, but if it ain't Lions, it doesn't play. So we'll leave the Embiid stuff out and just go down the line. Lions make a trade. It's a good one. I think they're winning the Super Bowl. There you go. No smarm. I've told you since Aiden got hurt. Get a pass rusher, win Super Bowl. Don't get a pass rusher, last year's fate is almost assured. Now they have a pass rusher. Za'Darius Smith from Cleveland. You didn't give up anything I care about. You get an absolute professional who right now slotted into this team would be second on the team in pressures behind Aiden Hutchinson. And no, I'm not expecting Za'Darius to be a superhero. I'm not expecting him to have 10 sacks. I'm not expecting him to put a cape on.
Say that again for the people in the back. Because I think the first game he comes out here and just has a okay game. Well, what did we make the trade for?
Because what you needed to do, because I think one thing this show's done a good job of is it's not about just Aiden. You lost Kaminsky. You lost Pecco. You're down Pascal. You lost Davenport. You needed someone who's capable of starting in this league and playing above average to good football. Za'Darius Smith is a good football player, and it makes you better. Do I still think you're going to have to blitz more than you want to and play more man than you want to? Yes and yes. But Za'Darius, unlike anybody else on this roster, I think has a higher degree of success in A, drawing a double, which helps other people, or winning one-on-one when you blitz. It's a really good move. And it's what I wanted, what I needed, and I just don't have a reason to not come out and tell you how I feel. I told you when we started the season in Vegas, Rico and I doing a show at Circa, the Detroit Lions are winning the Super Bowl. You've made this move. I think you've put yourself right back to that. We're good. So that's what I believe. I think Brad Holmes did a very nice job. Now, it's been weird today, and our show has had less of it, but middays and mornings, a lot of people calling in wanting more. And I don't know what more is, Rico. You know what I mean? Like, you can throw names, but...
You know what more is.
No, I don't. Tell me. Edumacate me.
More is you want a Crosby. Not you, but more is why couldn't we get Max Crosby here? Why couldn't we get the other guy from Cleveland instead of him and get Myles Garrett here? That's more.
Okay. That's also the difference between comparing, like, owning a... 8-cut pizza and owning Microsoft. Like, you're talking about one deal that's a fifth and a sixth, and you get kicked a seventh on a 1-year commitment. The other is three first round picks, a $50 million cap bomb, and $150 million. I mean, it's just two different landscapes.
No, but I think when people, I want more. They wanted that. They wanted the deal that you could say, you know what? We won the trade deadline. Not about winning the trade deadline.
So what if I told you? What if I told you you did win the trade deadline? I said to you, my biggest concern would be you being smartest guy in the room, and Howie Roseman of the Eagles, or Les Snead with the Rams, or you know the 800 cheeseheads with the Pack, Gutekunst. Right. Look, none of your rivals got better, guys. None of them.
No.
The closest thing to getting better isn't better. Minnesota lost their best offensive lineman in Christian Darrisaw. They made a deal, much like you did with the Aiden replacement.
Immediate necessity.
Cam Robinson. Mm-hmm. Look, the only team that got tangibly better, mind you, they traded for an injured player, would be the Commanders. And with all due respect, and there's nobody who's slappy for Jaden Daniels in the world than me, they're not ready for the Super Bowl, and that's a corner.
Right.
Okay? But no one that we deemed Super Bowl. Rico's Niners.
They got Khalil Davis, but I don't think that moves the needle.
Who?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Might as well trade it for Miles Davis.
But before people start sending in texts saying, right, but no.
Niners, Eagles, Packers. None of them got better.
Packers lost a player.
You got better. I think the Lions did win the trade deadline. Not that that's like what you're gunning after.
But you wanted that name.
Yeah, but if you want to lay your head on your pillow tonight and say, did the Lions make the biggest move in the NFC at the deadline? Yes, they did. Mm-hmm. That was my requirement. And I think they're winning the Super Bowl.
And I think that some fans don't understand what the long game is. And trying to win the Super Bowl, it's a long season and a lot of things can change. And the Lions did something to help cement those games later on in December, that you have somebody who can rush the passer, that you have somebody that can contain the mobile quarterback. That's what you did. Some fans want instant gratification because they feel like, well, if we win the trade deadline, that means we get the Super Bowl. No, that's not how it works. But you aided yourself in getting there and preparing yourself to get to that number one overall seed, because right now, that's the main mission. I know you said it back at Circa Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying you're on pace to get the number one overall seed in the NFC. And if that's the case, then you will put yourself in position to get to the Super Bowl.
Yep. No, I'm with you. And again, I'm guilty as charged that 3-4 weeks ago. Hell yeah, I wanted Max Crosby. But it turned out that wasn't going to be something possible or plausible. So what did we center on? The barometer for success would be a Za'Darius Smith-like player or Za'Darius Smith the real thing. You got him. And I'm good with it. And I think he'll play with a chip on his shoulder. He got cast aside by Green Bay. He got cast aside after 1 year in Minnesota. Okay, welcome home. You're going to get a crack at both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm good with it. Want to know where you guys are at. And yeah, I just don't believe in the jinx stuff and all that craziness. I believe you're going to win the Super Bowl. And why would I change? I think you are the best coach team in the league. You're good in all three phases. Are you getting lucky? Well, yeah, but you're also awesome. So when you combine skill and luck, that's how you end up with a Lombardi trophy. It takes it. Oh, dude, go back to New York. Really? David Tyree's bubblegum helmet. Mario Manningham's crazy legs hearse catch. All right? My team got lucky.
Mm-hmm.
You need some luck.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just will your way to a Super Bowl. You need to get a little bit of luck, and you need to be really damn good.
And that's why I'm not saying, oh, they're going to win, because I think you're one of the teams that can get there. But then, as you say, it's that one lucky play that you hope you're on the good side of fortune and not the bad side.
Not on the Jaquiski Tart side of things.
Right.
248-539-9797. David, your thoughts on the matter?
Yeah, I think they made a nice move here. He's not going to replace Hutch, but what he's going to do is he's going to give you the addition that you would have had with Hutch. So next year, you should see a lot with them two together if they continue to keep Za'Darius Smith. But this is a nice move here. And I'll give you some numbers for fans that want to know. So since week 5, Smith is tied for 5th in pressures with 23. And the Lions posted a 30.6% pass rush win rate in the 3 games when Hutchinson was out. And by himself, Smith had a 22.4% win rate. So just numbers-wise, yes, he's going to give you what you were missing, because on one leg, Jordan Love was able to sit back there in that pocket and not get touched.
Yeah, and if you're going to say, oh, it pressured him on the pick, it was a screenplay, you moron. The offensive lineman let you get through.
What? The fact that he can complete and get the sack, that's huge.
the fact that people actually say that, yeah, he got pressured. Yes, that's what every screenplay
The only does. Tangible pressure you were getting was Aleem McNeil interior. I think he had 5 or 6 pressures, and Aleem's a very good football player, but you've got to have balance. You got to maintain rush lane. You got to have some edge pressure too. And look, I still think they're going to blitz. Do I think they'll be blitzing at a 55% clip like the Minnesota game? Or lead the league in blitzes like the Denver Broncos at a 40% clip? No. But I think they will ratchet it up. I think this allows you to pare it back a little bit. But when you blitz, do I think Za'Darius will help ensure you get more pressure? Yes, I do. But just be careful with your expectations of bringing Za'Darius Smith in and thinking you're getting TJ Watt. No, you're going to get a vet. You're going to get a guy who's still a good football player, but I don't want to use the word great. This was more of a Marcus Davenport replacement, and I'm okay with that. So I want to know where you're at with it. 248-539-9797. We'll get with the people next, okay?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, David, we can hold off on ticket text. I want to go right to the people, if that's okay with you. We'll go to Alex. He bats lead off in the 5 o'clock. Hello, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you today?
Super. Hey. What's on your mind, brother?
So going back to the $150, you know, athletic fee, I did some math real quick. Based on the 2023 numbers across all 3 campuses, undergrad and graduate, U of M had 65,378 students. $150 semester, most people go school 2 semesters a year, that would be $19,613,400 that the student body would be footing to for NIL money.
If they're taking out loans,
paying 4-17% on that $1,200 over 4 years.
Look, if they go that route, and again, Michigan State, Michigan, any school. I don't want to make this, you know, rivalry based, Alex, but the article. Yeah, with other schools doing it or talking about doing it, it's a grift. It's disgusting.
It's disgusting because if you do that, you are giving up the pretense that this has anything to do with these are student athletes or that this money is about academic betterment. This is straight up taking money from students who may or may not get, you know, probably won't get any benefit from this. There's no return on investment for them. And they're coming out of pocket to, again, you know, fund some kid who may amount to nothing or hold you out to, you know, transfer to, you know, across town if they offer a better deal.
Yep. No, and Alex, that's the thing is I always viewed college football as, okay, you're getting a college education. Now, I was fine if you said, hey, we got to pay these guys a little bit. No problem. But the idea is it's a lot like the average student. Not everyone's going to get the great internship. Not everyone's going to get the great job right out of college that's right in their major. No, some people go to school, get a degree, and are unemployable because they're just not very good. And it's the same thing with college football. You're going to go. You're going to play. Very few of you will ever do this for money. Mm-hmm. And now we've arrived at a point, Alex, where your backup defensive tackle could make $100,000, and then you get extorted. And now they want to pass the savings on to the hot dog you buy your kid at the stadium, or even worse, potentially the tuition thing that David was at Clemson talking about doing it? Clemson,
yes.
There you go. I mean, Alex, I'm at my end with the sport. I don't know. I don't have a lot left for it.
I'm going to ask the same question you guys asked of where is the TV and the streaming money going? What is it for?
Right in their coffers is where it's going.
I thought that was like a major part of having these deals where it's like, okay, you don't get to watch games on broadcast or even cable anymore. Right. It's an additional subscription that you're coming out of pocket for every month, but it is going to directly impact your program. This money is going to benefit your program.
It's all
okay,
a lie.
Great. So one would assume NIL money would be considered a benefit to the program.
All they're doing is what professional owners do. Where's the benefit to you having a low payroll and making a bunch of money when you turn around to your city and ask for free land, tax abatements, or even worse, public funding for your playpen that we get no benefit from?
Yep.
It's the same model.
It is a grift.
Where's the TV money going? Right in their coffers.
And that's what bothers me the most, because you don't have to do any of this. The people don't have to pay. And it doesn't even come out of tuition, doesn't come out of the school's pocket. This is extra money that you're given, and you don't want to share your toys.
That's it. Go to Jason, 97.1. What's up, Jace?
What's going on, Mike, Rico?
Hey. How are you, sir?
Oh, we're doing great. You know what? I like that. First of all, I could talk about that college kids and their little feelings, but we'll do that another day.
Okay.
It's a positive day. First of all, we're getting rid of all these TV ads. We can watch sports again. Thank God.
Thank Jesus.
Hey, Jason, would you ever think you'd be happy to see the Mariah Carey Christmas commercials?
I'm good.
Oh, trust me. Rico, I saw it. I'm all in, brother. I love this Zary Smith trade. That's what I called. I love that trade. I thought last week they were saying, what was it, a second or third round pick? They actually got a pretty good value on that pick. I mean, I haven't listened to the show all day, so what's your thoughts on that?
No, they got a great value. I mean, a 5 and a 6 for a 7 swap, I'm good with it. I don't care about those picks. They're non-premium to me. And you get a guy that you desperately need now. I'm more than happy.
Because I was driving home. Okay, and then one last thing. I know you guys are busy. Mike, I'm trying to pick you up here real quick.
Okay.
I heard the last hour, and I agree everything with you. Did you see what your Giants fans did to Tommy DeVito after the game last Sunday?
No, what happened now?
No. You'll be proud of him. They were calling him out at the tunnel. My mom, who's a big Giants fan, because she's from there, big Bill Parcells fan.
Okay.
They were calling him out saying some words I can't say on air, but saying, you cost us Jaden Daniels, and then they even went to X and did it.
Yes. Good.
I swear to God.
Jason, he's public enemy number one in my world.
Wait, where were you last weekend?
What do you mean, where was I last week?
I'm joking.
No, I mean,
I'm saying, was that you?
No, I mean, I know. Jason, I love it. It's all spite. It's a horrible situation in New York right now. And look, I told you, Rico, I didn't sit there and watch them. I'm watching the rest of the league. I'm watching relevant stuff for the things I got to do. Like, if it's a primetime game, that's different. Well, yeah, I'll watch my team. But, like, there is no motivation for me to bother with the New York Football Giants. And yeah, Tommy DeVito did cost us Jaden Daniels. And now we got to deal with him for the next decade. It's horrible. That's why I'm trying to pay David to pray for me for this loss to the Panthers Sunday. We must go to Europe and lose.
See, and I wonder, and maybe it's...
We have to be like the French in World War II. We must go to war and lose. That is it.
And maybe the bigger picture, Mike, and I just thought about this, is all the money that is put into sports, whether it's pro or college, that if your team doesn't win... Life's just not fun, because you're wondering, well, where's all this money going, and you're losing. And
I show you a picture of John Mara and Steve Tisch. That's why I have no respect for these owners that don't want to spend. You don't want to spend, don't own a team. Plenty other things you can do with your money. But you know why they own a team? Because it's a guaranteed profit center. Anybody who wants to drink the bathwater of owners and cry, oh, they're not making this money.
Brother.
Shut up.
I said a long time ago, it's billionaire welfare system.
That's all it is. You're 100% right.
You're going to get a guaranteed check whether you actually try or not.
Go to Hunter, 97.1. Hunter, what's going on?
Pelenny, Rico, how we doing, fellas?
Good. It's nice to hear from you again. What's going on?
You too. Hey, not a whole lot. You know, man, I just want to chat about the Lions just for a second. You know, of course, watched every single game this season. I was down in South Carolina watching the Green Bay game. And, yeah, we got the dub. I guess first and foremost, what's irking me more than anything is I just keep hearing this, we're going to the Super Bowl. We're going to go to the Super Bowl, that we're going to win it.
Mm-hmm.
And, yep, it's. I love the confidence, man. I'm excited just as much as anybody else. But for me, if I sit back and watch these games, more importantly, like the Green Bay game this past weekend, they outgained us through the air. They outgained us on the ground. And truthfully, you guys could call me crazy. I think that if they played possibly at Ford Field, that they lose that game. And I know that sounds crazy to you. We got the home field advantage, but there's more than one hole in our defense. And Hutch, we need way, way more intensity around the ball on the defensive side of the ball. It scares me, truthfully. I think if we go up against a very high-powered offense, that we could get punched in the mouth. I think our offense, nobody can compete with our offense, truthfully. I think we could beat anybody on the offensive side of the football.
So the way I view it is this. If you look at your offense and then you factor in that you're the most aggressive offense in the league, right? If you just take the median outcome, that you're not going to bat 1,000 on these fourth downs or gutsy calls, but you're going to get your fair share, your offense is going to be impossible to match with. And your special teams, look, we got to say it, it's November 5th. Jake Bates is a really good NFL kicker right now, and Jack Fox is the best punter in the league. So two of the three phases, Hunter, you're elite. And the defense, I just need them to be middle of the road. And I think with the addition of Za'Darius Smith, you will get some positive regression and much needed reinforcements up front. You got to get Pascal back. You got to get some of these pieces back. I mean, Hunter, you're down to the sticks here.
Yeah, man, I agree with that. I agree with that, Villani. And I don't want to be one of those guys that's like, you know, stuck on the old bandwagon of, you know, that I'm not bought into this team and Campbell and the new culture, because I am. I'm scared, truthfully, especially what we watched last year against San Francisco. They blew a halftime lead. I mean,
Hunter, I'll just tell you, you're not bad. You're not negative. This is the thing, Hunter. I'd rather talk to a million guys like you than a bunch of guys wearing engine blocks who get all bent out of shape when you don't kiss their ass. Like, it's okay, Hunter. It is the NFL. It's really hard to win. But I'm telling you, I watch damn near every team every week. There aren't other teams like you. Like, if we're doing Baltimore radio, their problem defending the pass is much greater than your problem getting to the quarterback. They are league worst in defending the pass. You can't put a Band-Aid on that. There are ways I can Band-Aid this. You know, the other thing is the Ravens are a week out from losing to the Browns. You don't have a loss like that on your resume. Mm-mm. No? So I'm telling you, you're one of the most well-put-together, well-coached, complete teams in all of football, and I believe you most certainly are in the NFC. And look, part of my belief in going and winning the Super Bowl is, if people are going to do it, it comes through Detroit. Bring Philadelphia here. You'll beat them. You go to Philly, look out. Also, what was Saquon doing with a reverse hurdle? All right, David, a few ticket texts. Rieger's going to be solo for a while because Woji's pulled the oldest trick in the book. Oh, I'm busy writing. First of all, no one's reading it. And second of all, we pay you to do radio.
Wait, the trade, what, just happened?
Happened at 8 o'clock in the morning. What, is he just sobering up enough to operate the typewriter? So sick of it. All these writers in this damn thing. You do radio. We pay you to do radio. So he'll show up whenever he decides it's appropriate. Damn it, Bob. I was nice to you earlier this week. Look at what you're doing now.
It's like Tyra Banks.
We were rooting for you.
I was rooting for you, Bob.
Love the pickup. We are the best team on the planet, just like everyone. pray for no injuries. Go Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Am I an idiot for saying I would have loved Crosby or Garrett, but I still really like Brad, giving up very little for Smith?
You're not an idiot at all.
Jake and Rochester Hills.
People who wanted Crosby weren't idiots, despite some people's ad hominem attacks. And people who are happy with Za'Darius Smith are not idiots. There are no idiots in this, unless you just sat there and said, whatever Brad decides is good enough for me. Thanksgiving. Like, if you just said, we don't need an edge rusher. No, you are, in fact, an idiot.
Fans, especially here in Detroit, seem to always want the top names. They have no clue.
No, they see what other markets do who've actually been to the Super Bowl, you smarmy SOB. That's the difference. You have no clue. They're tired of being treated like second-class citizens in a small market. It's not a small market. This is an elite sports town. And they see how Philadelphia operates and San Francisco operates and L.A. operates and Baltimore operates. They want that. I'm so tired of people in this town who want more being mocked. It's like we have a bunch of corporate incels from these teams on the ticket text. What, do you got a PR department with a burner? Is Kevin Durant on the ticket text? By the way, I just offended you.
Defended me? What did I do?
Ah, your bird brain partner.
Oh, yeah. He'll be here later.
Yeah, we pay him to do radio. So you know what? You had since 8 o'clock in the morning to write that column no one's going to read.
What do you want from me?
Nothing. I'm just making a point. It's just disrespectful. Like, what, we do is substandard? Show up. Nobody cares about your Mad Libs column. You probably just reused the same column you wrote when the team traded Pat Swilling.
Was that 30 years ago?
Yeah, just changed a few of the names. Moved a few things around.
How you guys doing? It's good to see you guys.
What's going on, bud?
Nothing at all. I'm just, getting ready to do a show. We have 2 hours, Michael. Then we're going to go home, watch some election coverage. There's no sports on tonight, is it?
That's a lie.
Like, nothing.
Bowling Green at CMU.
Oh, Maction. Okay.
Bowling Green all laying 13.5. You also got Miami, Ohio, coached by
Ben Roethlisberger.
Chuck Martin. They're laying 12.5 at the Fighting Brady Hoax.
I do owe you a thanks. I do, because Michael turned me on to something. You know, he's got that gambling podcast, Cash the Ticket. Very, very successful, very popular. And we were sitting around pre-show months ago, and you gave me a bet where I teased the point spread.
Yeah, for fun.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I've been teasing every weekend, and I've been winning. I've been teasing and it's amazing.
Watch how much you're teasing. You'll have a second kid.
No, that ship has sailed. However, it's amazing. The tease is the greatest invention in gambling. It's unreal.
It's just a way, if you're only going to rifle one bet, have a little fun. It allows you to enjoy the game in a different way.
That's right.
Hey, how about this? My dog of the week with cookies on Fridays moved to 10-1.
Now, are you betting the dog?
Yeah. They're the same. I take my favorite underdog from Cash the Ticket, and I just give it to him on Friday morning.
I mean, there's some guys that don't bet, though. They just give the advice.
No,
they don't
you gotta bet. You gotta play. Otherwise, it's not honest. But, like, no, I give out UW +2.5 last week. They won outright. Like, it's moved to 10-1. Only thing I should do is bet the dog of the week, roll out of bed and bet Indiana, and bet the Lions.
You didn't take Purdue?
That wasn't the dog of the week, though. That was me
the dog of the week.
Dude, them passing that field goal up in overtime was unbelievable.
You know what else? I'm thinking if I'm Tampa, I'm going for two.
Yeah, they should have.
I'm not going to give Patrick Mahomes a chance. No, because he's just going to kill you.
You saw when they lost the coin toss. Baker was like, well, this was fun. I'm going to go take a shower.
Yeah, I kind of felt like it should have been hockey. Like, Tampa deserved at least a point, I feel, for tying that game, right?
If you want, you can't allow the other team to score a touchdown. Yeah. You'll get the ball. All right, what are you doing, Za'Darius Smith?
Za'Darius Smith, and how does it make you feel as a Lions fan? And I have some strong feelings. Wojo will be around at some point in time, and we'll leave
if
you up to
if he gets around to it, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless we get hit by a meteor, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Oh, you going to stay up late for the election coverage?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, 3 a.m., 4 a.m.?
Oh, my God, no.
Not today. No, not today.
4 a.m.? Okay, David, turn his microphone off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.